Hi everyone, my name is Matt Lozano. I am the Director of Training for Heart of the Father Ministries, and I've been asked to share with you just a short message on God the Father and how we can know the Father's heart. And most of my message here is going to be contained in this book. This is called Abba's Heart, Discovering the Heart of God the Father. It's really a journey of getting to know God the Father through the Son. And I wrote this book with my father, Neil Lozano, so I want to encourage you to get this book. All over the world, there's a real hunger for people to know God the Father and to know His blessing. And so I want to introduce you in this short exhortation to the Father's heart. The first thing I want to say is that the Father is the answer to the deepest cry of the human heart. When he was younger, my youngest son, Micah, always wanted to be with his dad. He loved being with me. He loved being on my team. Everything he did, he wanted to do with dad. And one year at Christmas time, I looked under the Christmas tree and there was a little note from Micah that said, "Dad, I love you. Do you love me?" And I was really touched by his note and I wanted to answer him immediately. But I've discovered that in all of us, there is this cry of our heart to ask God the same question, "God, do you love me?" And it's not because we're insecure, but rather because we really want to know what the Father has to say about our lives. The deepest questions of our hearts, am I good? Am I loved? Do I matter? All of them can be found in the Father's heart. And the hunger for a father is one of the deepest desires. I was praying with a young man who was a prison guard. He was raised by a single mom, and at first he didn't want to forgive his dad for not being there. But as I led him to forgive, he began to cry and just weep over the loss of his father. So for many of us, it's realizing that recognizing our need for the Father is the beginning of our journey home. Relationship with God the Father is really the beginning and the end of the gospel. Jesus came to reveal the Father to us. And in Jesus of Nazareth, Benedict XVI said that Jesus' relationship with his Father was the center of his personality. So if we want to be disciples who are like Jesus, we need to know the Father the way that Jesus did. Another thing we need to understand is that sin is, in fact, a veil that hides the Father. St. John Paul II said that original sin attempts to abolish fatherhood, placing in doubt the truth about who God is, and leaving man with a sense of a master-slave relationship. I've heard some people say things like this, "I love Jesus, but I'm not so sure about his dad." They might see the Father as the policeman in the sky. One woman said, "I know as a principle that God loves me, but I just never thought that he might like me." Many times these thoughts reflect a faulty foundation in our hearts, which have been wounded by sin and from the sins of others, particularly our own human parents. Many times we project our own faulty images of the Father from the wounds that we receive from our earthly fathers. This is really the cry of the human heart under sin. Jesus cried out, experiencing our sin on the cross, when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The good news of the gospel is that we have been rescued by Jesus. We have been adopted into his family. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world." And so the Father has made a choice to send his Son to rescue us and to reveal the Father to us and thus destroy the veil that hides the Father. Now, one thing that we can notice is that in everything that Jesus did, everything that Jesus said, he was revealing God the Father. Do you remember when Jesus met with the woman caught in adultery? And he said, "Daughter, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." That was a father-daughter moment. When he wept over Lazarus and he spoke to the woman he healed over bleeding and called her daughter, when he called the paralytic and he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven," it was the Father becoming present to us through Jesus the Son. Jesus also promised that he would make his Father ours. He said to Mary Magdalene, I am returning to my Father and to your Father. And so the way home to knowing God the Father is through the Son. We need to identify with Jesus as the Son. Because through him, it says, to all who received him, those who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God. To become what we already are through our baptism is to know the Father through the Son. This is the fulfillment of the gospel. So we can cry out like the Apostle Philip, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus told us about God the Father when he said that the Father is like a man waiting for his lost son. And when the son comes into view, he runs to him, throws his arms around his neck, kisses him, and celebrates like there's no tomorrow. Unlike our fatherhood, God is eternally a father. He's the father of Jesus. He's also called the Father of Mercy in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In Ephesians chapter 2, God is called rich in mercy, and he made us alive with Christ. He loves us. See what love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God. Now, how do we overcome some of these broken images and faulty foundations that we have of God? I want to give you two insights from the book, Abba's Heart. The first thing to understand is that the Father is brokenhearted, and the second is that he is full of joy. Now, these might seem contradictory, but in fact, they are two realities of who God is. The first is that he's brokenhearted. The tragedy of sin was not just the destruction that happened to us. The tragedy of sin is also that the Father lost his children. The Father longed for us, and his heart was broken when we turned from him, when we lost our way, when we could no longer see him. The broken heart of God the Father is most visible through when we see the broken body of Jesus on the cross. And so the original lie of Satan in the garden was that God is not a good father and that he cannot be trusted. The answer to the lie, the truth that breaks the power of the lie, is the vision of the cross, where we see that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that we would not perish but have eternal life. Second, we need to know that the Father is also full of joy. The joy of the Father is the joy of heaven. You remember when Jesus talked about the joy of heaven over the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son? We often think of the joy of angels or maybe the joy of the saints, but really, the joy of heaven is the Father's joy when we come home to his embrace. So how might we know the Father? I want to give you a couple of important ideas to think about. First, we can know the Father through asking and receiving. Asking God for good things is one of the ways that we get to know his heart. And Jesus encouraged us to ask for good things. The best thing that we can ask is for more of the Holy Spirit. So it's through asking and receiving, we get to know the generous and merciful heart of our God. And we learn of his nature. The second thing that we do is we listen to his word. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, reading scriptures, and hearing his words and choosing to be a disciple is really choosing to enter into a relationship with our Father. Years ago, in a moment of exhaustion, I packed my bags and I went off into the woods for a night of camping. And I just remember sitting down in front of the fire and asking God to join me on my camping trip. And we talked about many things. And it's sitting at Jesus' feet and talking and listening and hearing his voice that we learn to be a son. A third way that we can grow in our relationship with the Father is through the giving and receiving of forgiveness. This is the privilege of royalty, to receive mercy and then to show mercy. We are never more like our Father when we turn the other cheek, when we choose to be merciful, when we choose to dive into the inexhaustible treasure of his mercy and receive it and give it to others. We can stand in our own authority as children of God, with our children, with the people that we love. When we're in ministry and relationships, we can stand against the schemes and the tactics of our enemy. I want to encourage you to check out heartofthefather.com for more resources on how you can grow in freedom. Finally, and ultimately, we get to know the Father through worship. We enter into the inner life of God through the Son in spirit and in truth when we grow in friendship and joy and trust, and we worship the Father, as Jesus said, in spirit and in truth. So, how do you get to know the Father? We look to Jesus and we ask him the same question, Lord, show us the Father. You can ask him right now in your heart, Father, reveal yourself to me through your Son. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all who are listening to this message. I thank you for the truth of your heart, that you are brokenhearted for us, you long for our return, and you are full of joy when you see us, when we call out to you, when we lean upon you. Father, help us to see that you are not so far from us. You are as close as your Son. You are as close as the body and blood of Jesus. And help us to hear through the words of your Son and through the words of Scripture the truth that we have been adopted into your family and that we belong. I pray that we would enter into that place of sonship, that we would know ourselves as sons and daughters of God, and that we would practice your ways as we build our lives upon your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.